great, but we can't use that on the show. So you have to be true to the will of God. Holler at somebody and tell them, say, you got to be true to the will of God. He'll give you power to stand when other folk are trying to get you to fall. Finally, Pastor, can I make this one hoop? Oh, Lord. I want to tell you that it doesn't matter where you are. The omnipresent hand of God is already on you. Touch three people on your row and tell them, say, you praying that he put his hand on you, and his hand is already on you. Instead of you praying, you need to start thanking the Lord. Tell your neighbor, thank the Lord. His hand is on you. How you think you made it this far? His hand. Thank you, Jesus. Have you noticed that in trouble, stress, mix-ups, confusion, trials, tribulation, depression, and despair, oppression, and misuse, they're coming into your life because the devil's trying to make you quit on God? I need you to tell three people, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. But here's what you got to do. Rather than quitting, just say, Lord, lay your hands on me. I want to know if I'm in the right place. Whether you've been saved for 10 years or you just got saved today, I want you to lift your hands and say, Lord, lay your hands on me. The devil has knocked the wind out of me. Oh, yeah, you're going to get the wind knocked out of you. But just like he knocked it out, God will restore it. And when God restores it, you're going to get up stronger. You're going to get up wiser. You're going to get up more determined. Thank you, Lord. When you got trouble all around you, you don't have to be in distress. When you're perplexed in your mind, you don't have to fall into despair. When it looks like you're all by yourself, you can live this life to a place and a point where you know God will never leave you. Give a scripture to somebody. Tell them, say, Hebrews 13:5. He says, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in my last quarter, y'all. This is why you've got to thank God for his hand on you. What kind of hand does God have? Tell your neighbor, he's got a keeping hand. Tell him, sir, he's got a blessing hand. For y'all that don't want to go through the valley without him. He's got a holding hand. It's a healing hand in sickness. It's a warm hand in the cold. It's a soothing hand upon your brow. And you just got to stand there and say, Lord, lay your hand on me. I'll be all right. Yeah, if you just lay your hand on me. All right, I'm at that part now. I'm at that part where you got to help me preach. Tell your neighbor, say, I got to help him preach. And I need somebody to jump up on your feet and say, I'm so glad. God's got his hand on me. I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be who I am if God didn't have his hands on me. Thank you, Jesus. I got to ask my pastor. Pastor, is it all right if we call this area out here holy ground? Touch your neighbor and tell him, say, that area up front is holy ground. Talk to somebody else and tell them, whatever you don't have, it's down there on holy ground. Somebody praise God. You have somewhere to go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The hand of the Lord is a miraculous hand. Anybody in here ever had a miracle? You know what a miracle is. That's when God does for you what you couldn't do for yourself. I dare you to look at somebody and say, oh, yeah, I've had one of them. Thank you. Well, when you get with your company, that's everybody in here. When you get with your company, you got to give the Lord the clapping of your hands. You got to give the Lord